I wrote down a bunch of facts I wanted to discuss with your audience. Because I started going on the, because this is a lot more lighthearted than flat. I know flat earth can drive people a little nutty. That the panda rabbit hole is hilarious because when I say they're fake, I mean that they were bred like a Shih Tzu is fake. Like you look at a Shih Tzu, there's never a wild Shih Tzu. Like nobody was like, so these are some of the facts about a panda bear. It eats exclusively one thing, bamboo. So it's like the most selective, non-capable of adapting animal in human history. So they only eat bamboo. They eat 20 to 30 pounds of bamboo shoots every day to compensate for the limited energy content in its diet. Okay, what is that thing?
They're so cute. It's a red panda.
Oh, how dare you? Will you put up like a giant panda in a zoo? Because that thing you're seeing right there could potentially exist in nature.
This is like a little dog. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, like that thing, I would believe that would exist in nature, but wait till you hear about the giant panda.
Okay.
All right. So the giant panda tends to limit its social interactions and avoids avoids steeply sloped terrain. It can't walk down hills without falling down. Swear to God.
Right. It's like it's roly-poly.
It sleeps 22 hours a day and ovulates 2 days a year. It also is completely solo, only eats bamboo. All right. So anyway, look at this thing. Dude, I'm not buying it. I'll explain.
Like a person. Yeah.
Yeah. It also does not exist in Chinese literature or art. You might think, oh, well, I'm sure the Chinese people must love their panda. Okay. Show me any art from before its quote unquote discovery by a Jesuit in 1890 that where there's any panda mentioned in any book or art. And then, by the way, there was tigers there. Like there's animals in China that will rip anything apart. They don't have any defenses. They sleep 22, 23 hours a day. They don't hibernate. They don't have a den. They can't climb trees. They only eat bamboo. They ovulate 2 days a year and they're always asleep. I got more.
They're like a happy little accident.
Every panda in the world is owned by the government of China. And when you look into, when you look into patents and GMO patents and whatnot, you can only patent something when you create it. So some of these wheat, dude, if you look up panda falling, if you look up videos of pandas falling out of trees and shit, they're like retarded. All right. So anyway, the giant panda tends to limit social. They can't go down steep slopes, so they fall down. Because of the synchronous flowering. Well, anyway, it needs two species of bamboo or it starves to death. All right. Mating season is between March and May when a female goes into estrus, which lasts 2 or 3 days and only occurs once a year. So these are animals that don't fuck ever.
Wow.
And they ovulate 2 days a year. Giant pandas give birth twins in about half. I'm not buying this part, by the way. All right. And by the way, all of the panda moms are all single moms. The man leaves immediately.
Wow, just like people.
Yeah, and they only eat bamboo. I think that they're almost designed to be the cuck. Where it's like, so this fucking thing, this monstrosity of an animal, only is a vegetarian, only eats from Whole Foods, bamboo.
I like how you say it.
yeah, it's like, because I used to do bits about how much I hated pandas. Because they're like, only bamboo. And they won't breed in captivity. I think they're sterile. I don't even think they can breed. I think so there's 2,000 wild pandas. You're not allowed to interact with them because of viruses. Another spell. Yeah. So when people go, well, why don't you go research it? They don't let you because of a lie. Same with Antarctica. Why don't you go to Antarctica? Well, there's only 5 square miles you're allowed to go to on foot. Everything else, there's a 60-nation peace treaty where no one's allowed to go to Antarctica and explore because they don't want anybody disturbing the wildlife. Right around Antarctica, there's islands like, I don't know, Rothschild Island. It's a fucking joke, Antarctica. But anyway, so giant pandas. All right, so the mother is thought to be unable to produce enough milk for 2 cubs, so she abandons one. I don't believe that at all.
Wow.
No pandas in Chinese literature. Every panda is property of China. Westerners aren't allowed to touch wild pandas because of viruses. And here's the kicker. This is why I know that it's intentional.
They don't want you getting close to pandas because they don't want you taking one and like doing tests on it and finding out the truth.
They're fake. They can't procreate. their diet is they need 30 pounds of bamboo a day and they only eat bamboo. They have no defense against predators. They're retarded. And the first one came to America in 1947.
Maybe they're and just so, autistic bears.
Well, I think they were selectively bred and probably beaten or something. But this is the kicker. This is the funniest part. Don't look this up. What do you think a group of, so a school of fish, a murder of crows, a herd of cows, you know, what do you think a group of pandas is called?
A pride of gays.
Right. A pride of gays. That's a good one. What do you think a group of pandas is called? The official name for a group of pandas. Does the chat know?
Subjects?
An embarrassment.
That's awesome.
And people who call me crazy for not believing this story, it's like, hey, look, it's an embarrassment of pandas.
It's an embarrassing amount. Yeah.
Yeah, no, they call a group because I think that whoever came up with this stupid story and patented the panda thinks it's embarrassing for anyone who believes it. I think they're like, it's an embarrassment of pandas. Like, I can't think of another reason why someone would name a group of pandas an embarrassment.
Like an embarrassment of spaceships. You're like, okay. Where are they going?
Exactly. An embarrassment of Apollo missions.
Embarrassment of astronauts. Yeah.
Is your chat warming up to it? Or are they still calling me a little
you
creepy?
Know, I think 60% are on board. Love you guys. Thank you for the chats. Thank you for the comments. I will see you guys tomorrow. Bye. Bye. All right. Love you guys. Oh, I don't even want to leave. This candle smells so good. I don't want to leave. All right. Love you guys. Talk to you soon. Bye. Love you all. Join the Discord. Feet. Love you all. Wow. You guys are awesome. Bye guys. Bye. Now I'm really leaving. Love you. Bye.